Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Since I've been a pastor, I've often heard people say, "I don't measure up. I'm not good enough to be loved by God." I don't know if this is your case today, my friend, but I personally can understand this feeling. I've made mistakes, hurt people around me, and I'm not proud of it, believe me. But in all these things, I've learned this: God rejoices in who I am. The worst thing that could happen to you, my friend, is to distance yourself from God for fear that He won't accept you as you are. The only thing that can really distance you from God is remaining in sin, not asking forgiveness, and voluntarily staying in an attitude or life situation God does not want for you. The Bible teaches us this in 1 John 4, 9-11. God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. As a child of God, your desire is to please Him and do His will, I have no doubt. So when you are confronted with sin, turn to your Heavenly Father and ask Him to forgive you. Receive His grace, and then chase away any feelings of guilt. God is faithful and just to forgive you. And that's from 1 John 1:9. I invite you, therefore, to not let yourself be snared afterwards by thoughts such as these: God is disgusted with me, with who I am and what I do. Does God really love me just as I am? If God really knew everything about me, then He couldn't love me. But when God forgives, He really forgives. If you come to Him and confess your faults, He won't reject you. Just like the prodigal son who chose to return to his father and was welcomed with open arms, your Father who art in heaven loves you with an unconditional love that cannot be measured. His love for you is matchless. I encourage you today to look up, to ask the Lord for forgiveness if necessary, and to keep moving forward. My friend, don't let guilt keep you from God's love any longer. His love for you is unconditional. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.